start talking about some of the halachas of Pesach. I just want to start with the halachas of making matzah. Now, not many of you are necessarily doing that, but at least understand what's available, what you're buying, why you're buying it, etc. So the first step is, we know that there's a nisr in the Torah to eat something which is chametz, so there's a mitzvah in the Torah the first night of Pesach to eat something which is matzah. There is a mitzvah to eat Sudas Yom Tov, Sudas Shabbos. Since you can't eat any chametz, you have to use matzah for those purposes as well. According to the Gro, there's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat, because each matzah that you eat during the Yom Tov of Pesach is a mitzvah as well. So you have a mitzvah deraisa the first night, the Berev Tochel Matzahs. You have a mitzvah to eat matzah together with the Korban Pesach. You have mitzvah kiyumis according to the Gro, the rest of Pesach, and you have the mitzvah to eat matzah as a way to fulfill your chiyuv of eating Sudas Shabbos and Sudas Yom Tov. What is the definition of something which is considered valid matzah for the purpose of eating it for the first night of Pesach, and possibly by extension the rest of Pesach? So the Torah says, with shmartim as a matzah, that not only is there a chiyuv to make sure to eat something which is matzah, but you have a chiyuv of shmira. You have a chiyuv to be shmira, to make sure that this is what you're eating is matzah and it's not chametz. At what point in time does this halacha of shmira kick in, and are you nischayev because of this mitzvah of shmira? So the assumption of halacha is that you need something which is known as a concept of shmira l'shem matzah mitzvah. Because you should have a kavanah that is done l'shem matzah mitzvah, but to use it for the purpose of matzah mitzvah. When does it kick in? So this is a major machlokes b'sharim. What point does the chi of shmira start? According to the Rif, the chiyuv shmira starts at the time of ksira, the time that they harvest the wheat. There's already a chiyuv of shmira on this wheat to make sure this wheat does not become chametz. The Gemara says, "Well, why are we worried about worried about only the time of ksira? What about while the wheat is attached to the ground?" So the Gemara says, "As long as the wheat is attached to the ground, it doesn't become chametz." But that, the Gro points out, that is only because it's still growing. As long as it's growing, Adarabha, obviously it needs rain to grow. The water is not making it become chametz. The water is helping the plants grow. But when the plant is fully grown and it's no longer growing anymore, there is already a possibility of the kernel of wheat becoming chametz while it's still attached to the ground. So the custom, the Shmur B'Shas Ksir, is that they actually cut it before it's fully ripe. Now, you would like to get grain which is as ripe as possible, so they try and get that moment where they know that it's almost perfectly fully ripe, but it's not fully ripe to the point that you have to be worried about a rainfall coming down and creating a potential for chimutz. So that's the opinion of the Rif, that the Shmir is Mishas Ksira, and our minhag is actually to do it, people who are makban on Shmir Mishas Ksira, that they actually do it a little before the Ksira. The next opinion is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Chiyuv Shmira kicks in at the time of Tchina. The time of Tchina, when they take the grain and you make it into flour, at that point onwards there's a Chiyuv of Shmira. You have to make sharmer to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. And the Rosh brings the most lenient shear and says that the Chiyuv starts at the time of Lisha, when you add water to the flour. So at that point in time, it's obviously there's potential for mamish, a potential for chimutz. Now you have water in the flour. If you leave it, it's going to rise. And there's a chiyuv of shmira. From that point onwards, there's a chiyuv every moment to make sure that this dough is not becoming chametz and you're being shomer the shem mitzvah. So those are the three opinions, and we'll talk about how that plays out practically over the next few days. Have a good morning.